This is Christopher Perrin with InsideClassicalEd.com. What follows is an interview with James K.A. Smith, author of Desiring the Kingdom, Worship, Worldview, and Cultural Formation. In this audio clip, Jamie Smith speaks about the ways that Christian schools can unwittingly participate in secular liturgies. Here's Jamie Smith.
I do think it's a fair concern that Christian education has to constantly be taking stock of what it's doing, so that it doesn't just end up offering a Jesusified version of whatever current secular pedagogy looks like. By Jesusified, I mean you basically take off the shelf whatever the paradigms are in education today and say, well, but we're going to add Christian content to that. I think that's a recipe for failure, because what we won't realize is that those pedagogies that we are taking off the shelf are already primed to some telos, to some vision of human flourishing that might be quite antithetical to what we are trying to achieve in the Christian formation of students. So, and I think that sort of assimilation happens often under the rubric of excellence. So what we say is, well, we're offering a Christian education, but we're also committed to excellence. And excellence means we're going to do it the way everybody else does, and we're going to add Jesus. Whereas I think a Christian education has to be rooted in a very radically different vision, so that from the ground up you're building from Christian commitments. I do think the other way that Christian education has been assimilated to the culture is precisely because it's gotten sucked into the culture wars. If Christian education is really just a code for playing some sort of ideological politics or some sort of partisan battle, A, I think we're doing a disservice to our students, but B, I think we are underestimating how much we've just sold the farm. Because we're instrumentalizing Christian education to something else that's really more ultimate. And I think a Christian education should be inviting students to see themselves as part of the people of God, which then should make them ambivalent about all the ideologies currently on offer. And I think one of the successes of a Christian education will be just to the extent, not that students are taught to withdraw from engagement in our culture, but actually they come to have a very healthy ambivalence about both ends of the political spectrum in some ways. And so I worry sometimes a Christian education is just a cover for a certain kind of politicized education, or it's a reaction to some other politicized form of education. And I think that's the least creative way to enter into the Christian educational project.
James K.A. Smith on the ways that Christian schools can participate in secular liturgies. Additional portions of this interview with James K.A. Smith can be found on the web at InsideClassicalEd.com.